there's been too much suffering and it cannot go on. Second point, a political solution along with a ceasefire, one that works, that is implemented, has to be pushed for actively and resolutely. Third, accountability, because those responsible for this intense suffering have to pay the price for the suffering they have created.
As South Sudanese marks the fourth year of independence, still there's no sign of peace since the civil war broke out in December 2013.
Well, I think it's a sense of immense sadness. What started 4 years ago in the joy of seeing a new state which had just been born is now a complete tragedy. Immense suffering, tens of thousands of victims, countless numbers of refugees and displaced persons, a looming massive scale humanitarian crisis, not to mention countless women raped, huge numbers of children enrolled in armed units. This has to stop. It's been going on for too long. The political solution has failed to emerge, and I think it brings to mind that the responsibilities of the leadership on both sides is very much engaged. It is my hope that the international community will push much more resolutely towards a solution to end this huge suffering.
In terms of the UN peacekeeping operations, now you're having your mandate to protect the civilians. Do you see it as one of the challenges to ensure that you fulfill your mandate?
It is very much so, you know, because when the tragedy started in December 13, we took the decision, and I think it was the right decision, to open the bases and camps of the United Nations to the displaced persons who were looking for refuge. At the time, it was around 100,000 people. Today, it's 155,000 because over recent weeks, the renewed fighting, especially in the northern part of South Sudan, Unity State in particular, has created a massive influx, sometimes almost 1,000 extra people every day. And of course, we do that, but this is not what we should be doing, because it means that while we protect those bases and camps, we cannot do as many patrols as we should to protect people where they are actually threatened. Plus the fact that the fighting factions, you know, often shoot at each other across our IDP camps, which created collateral damage and victims. And that is a tragedy, yet another one, when children get caught in a crossfire between one faction and the other and get killed in the process.
If you look at what the UN is doing now and you look back at the 4 years and what you've been doing since the UNMISS has started its operation in South Sudan, do you think the UN is doing enough?
This raises several questions. One, at the time of independence, South Sudan, the government, was getting oil royalties. Now the question is, what have they done with those royalties? We do know that they've bought weapons, but what they have done to effectively develop the infrastructures, the health network, the schooling network, that is a question that the citizens of South Sudan should ask to their government.